今天我们要看的这个经文对我们来讲是特别的有意思。今天我们要看的是以弗所书第二章
verses 11 through 22,
十一到二十二节。
Let's go ahead and stand and we'll read it together.
我们大家站起来，然后一起来读。
Therefore,
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆掉了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，必借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
So then you are no longer strangers
and
aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Let us pray.Jesus, we're so grateful for the people that you bring.
主，我们感谢你带领我们来到这里。
God, you have intentionally knit this body together as you so see fit.
你照着你自己的旨意，把这一群人带在一起，成为你的国民。
God, you were the one that brought each one here today.
是你把我们每一个人带到这里来。
And we pray that by your word, by your spirit, your word would encourage us on remembering life.Without you,
我们求你用你的圣灵来激励我们，叫我们想起在我们还没有认识你以前，我们过是什么样的日子。
That we would reach out and build your body, Jesus.
因为这样，我们愿意去传福音给更多的人，建立教会。
In the great name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Go ahead and please have a seat.
啊，请坐。
Paul starts this passage off with a call to remember.
保罗一开始呢，就是呼吁大家要来纪念。
They were to remember what life was like before Christ.
纪念在还没有遇到基督之前是什么样子。
And for the Gentiles, this was significant.
对外邦人来说，这特别重要。
They were excluded from the temple.
因为在以前外邦人是不能够进到圣殿的。
Generally speaking, you could see from verse 11 that the Jew-Gentile relationship was quite tense.
你从十一节里面也许可以看出来，犹太人跟外邦人之间关系是有点紧张的。
The Ephesians are primarily a Gentile audience.
以弗所书这一封信的收信人大部分都是外邦人。
So this exclusion by the Jews was important to them.
所以讲到犹太人以前是怎么样的排斥他们，这对他们来讲特别的有意义。
Israel and the Jewish people started this separation for good reason.
在以前犹太人跟外邦人中间有这个间隔呢是有一个原因的。
Of course, God called His people to be separate from the pagan nations around them.
因为当初神是呼召以色列人要跟其他外邦人有分别出来，分别为圣。
But the Jewish people they got distracted by the nations.
但是犹太人他们却随从外邦人去敬拜他们的神。
They began to fraternize with the pagan nations and worship their gods.
他们就跟他们就是同流合污，然后就拜偶像。
And resultantly, they abandoned the one true God, Yahweh.
所以他们就抛弃了真神亚伟。
And when they did that, they left every spiritual blessing behind.
那个时候呢，神所赐给他们属灵的福气就离开了他们。
So at that time, 722 or 721 BC, 10 of the 12 tribes of Israel were destroyed.
所以在主前721年的时候，以色列十二个支派当中的十个支派都已经失散了。
And then in 586, Babylon came in and destroyed the remaining.
然后在主前586年的时候，巴比伦就攻打他们，然后把他们都掳走了。
And Babylon actually took most of the population to Babylon.
然后就把他们大部分这些犹太人都抓走，抓到巴比伦去。
They were there for 70 years.
他们在那里70年的时间。
And when they came back, they had a couple of really good leaders.
他们回来的时候的那个时候犹太人当中有几个非常好的领导。
And that's Ezra and Nehemiah.
就是以斯拉跟尼希米。
They emphasized separation from the pagan nations.
他们的教导就是强调必须跟外邦人分别为圣。
And rightly so, right? That's what caused them to go astray.
其实一开始他们之所以会去拜假神，就是因为他们跟外邦人混得太熟了。
But unfortunately, they generations passed, and that separation became the distraction.
但是呢，后来因为过了这么多代，所以他们中间的这个分离呢，就成为他们怎么讲？他们非常紧紧抓住的一种 idea， 一种信念。
Rather than separating themselves so that they could worship God, they worshipped separation and forgot about God.
所以他们本来是应该是要为了敬拜神而跟外邦人有所隔离，但现在却变成认为隔离跟外邦人隔离才是最重要的事情，然后他们反而去拜了假神，有点本末倒置。
And then their rules, their traditions, their ceremonies, and all these regulations that became their focus.
然后他们拜神这些仪式传统反而变成他们的最重要的焦点。
And this is terrible news for the Gentiles.
那对外邦人来说，这当然是不是好消息。
Because of course they were excluded from the temple.
因为他们被阻挡，不能够进到圣殿里面去。
During Paul's time,
在保罗那个时代
，there was a wall that separated people from the temple.
在那个圣殿的外面的有个墙，就是阻挡外邦人的。
So that you have the temple, and outside that there was this 4.5-foot block wall.
那个外层的墙呢，有四英尺那么高。
And it was so that it was served as kind of a checkpoint that people, the Gentiles, would not come in.
好像一个安检一样，就是你进到那里的时候，哦，你是那个外邦人，你不能进去。
And it had placards conspicuously about.
然后在那个外面就有很明显的警告的标语。
Those placards read this.
那个标语上面写什么呢？
No foreigner is to enter within the courtyard and the wall around this sanctuary.
所有的外国人不能够进到这个墙里面的这个院子里。
Whoever is caught will have himself to blame for his subsequent death.
如果说你自己进去了的话，那么之后就处死刑，你也怪不了别人。
They were serious about their separation.
他们是非常的严格的遵守这个要跟外邦人隔开。
The Gentiles were sincerely excluded from the temple.
所以外邦人真的是在这个圣殿以外。
And at this time for Paul, where's Paul right now when he's writing this?
所以保罗写这个信的时候在哪里呢？大家知不知道
？Prison, right?
在坐牢。
One of the reasons he's in prison is because of a false accusation.
那他坐牢原因是因为有人那个诬陷他。
This false accusation served as kind of a catalyst, as one author put it, for his imprisonment.
就是因为有人诬陷他，所以他才被抓到牢里去。
What was he accused of?
那你们知道他是什么事情被诬陷吗？被诬告，对不起，不是诬陷。
He was accused of bringing a Gentile in past that barrier.
哦，就是有人诬告说他把一个外邦人带到那个圣殿里面。
The situation was tense.
所以那个时候那个情况非常的紧张。
And consider the implications of what it meant to be excluded from the religion and the temple worship there.
那想象一下，被隔开、被挡在圣殿外是什么样的感觉呢
？What happens at church？
你们觉得在教会里面有什么好东西吗
？It's fun, right？
是不是很好呢？很有趣呢
？We have barbecues。
我们是不是有烤肉呢
？We have great food。
我们是不是吃的东西很好呢
？We stand, we sing, we have a great time with one another。
我们在这边唱诗歌、赞美神，然后我们彼此的交通。
We have crazy celebrations where we dunk people in the water。
我们把人丢到水里，也就是洗礼
，right? Consider being excluded from that.
那么你想象一下，如果有人是不准进教会的
，the Jews they barbecued countless lambs.
哦，那个犹太人他们以前最会烤肉了，就是烤羊肉。
Their Sabbath celebration. So every week they would have this festive ceremony.
然后他们的安息日都会有这个仪式，然后就会吃晚餐。
It was so festive that they actually kind of restricted mourning and even caring for the sick at that time because they wanted it to be cheery
and fun. 所以甚至那个时候呢，不要去哀哭，也不要去帮助那些照顾那些那个病人，是因为要尽情的开心。
And where are the Gentiles?
那么外邦人在哪里呢？
They're stuck at that wall watching.
他们全部在墙外只能看而已。
What is that like?
这是什么感觉？
They were stuck outside.
他们是在神国的外面。
I think that it's worse than being denied entrance into, say, your school of choice.
如果你想要去的学校你去不了，那可能还没那么惨。
I think it's worse than being excluded, say, into a country.
我觉得你想去的国家去不了，可能也还没那么惨。
I think it's worse than when the little kids get locked out of Tobias's room and they scream, "Tobias won't let me in his room."
哦，那我的小儿子们，他们常常可能想要进去哥哥的房间，说啊，让我进去，不能进去。 但是也没那么惨。
But those are examples of being excluded, right?
那这些全部都是被 拒绝在门外的那种感觉。
But this was done in the name of God.
但是这种拒绝在门外却是奉了神之名来做的。
These people felt like God was saying, "Stay out."
就这些人呢，他们认为说这个是神的意思，要把这些人挡在门外。
That was a misinterpretation.
那这个当然就是误解了神的意思。
The Gentiles, like such as the Ephesians, were kept outside and they were excluded.
在以弗所的这些外邦人呢，他们以前也是被挡在门外的。
They were at one time separated from Christ, it says.
以前这边说你们从前呢是跟耶稣是与基督是无关的。
Do you guys remember, those of you who are Christian, do you remember what it's like to be separate?
我们当中已经是基督徒的人，你记不记得以前跟基督是无关的时候呢是什么样子？
Separate from Christ?
与基督无关。
I absolutely do.
我是记得很清楚。
I remember crying myself to sleep countless times.
常常晚上是哭着睡觉。
I remember dealing with addictions and not knowing. On the one hand, you had this guilt and just oppression from the enemy because of this addiction.
然后我在以前有毒品的这个瘾的时候，常常觉得非常的有罪恶感。
And on the other hand, no way to get out of the addiction.
然后同时又觉得我永远也没有办法戒毒。
Separate from Christ.
这就是与基督无关。
I know that some of you remember what that is like.
我想我们当中有些人也是记得。
I'm so glad that we have public testimonies up here.
我很高兴我们在这边常常有人做见证。
Because we're all reminded, oh yeah.
因为我们听他们的见证，自己也会想起，哦，对，以前是怎么样。
I remember what it was like to be separate from Christ.
我记得以前与基督无关是什么样子。
Fear of death.
害怕死亡。
Fear of God's wrath.
害怕神的愤怒。
I had this messed up understanding of the rapture when I was younger.
我年轻的时候是搞不太懂那个被提是什么意思。
And I remember when I was living in sin and still dealing with these addictions.
然后我活在最终那个时候有毒瘾的时候。
Tobias was about 6 months old.
那个时候我大儿子是6个月。
And every time I would wake up in the middle of the night, I'd look into the crib.
然后我有时候会半夜醒来，然后我就看看小床，看看他。
I was afraid that I had missed the rapture, and as long as Tobias was in there, I was okay.
那我害怕的就是呢，神已经来了，然后把那个所有跟随他的人都提到空中了，所以我害怕我自己被留下来。然后我会看看小床，只要我儿子还在那儿，那我应该还没有错过那个被提。
Separate from Christ.
与基督无关。
Consider this a different way. Consider some of the situations that you've been through with Christ.
那么你再想象一下，你跟着基督一起的时候是什么样的情形？
Whether they be traveling issues of coming into the country.
或许你在进来这个国家的时候面对的一些事情。
Family problems, health problems.
或者是家庭的一些问题，或者是健康的一些问题。
Can you imagine going through those without Christ?
那么你想象一下，如果你当初在经过这些东西的时候没有神，没有耶稣，那是什么感觉？
That was separate. We were separate at that time.
这以前就是无关的。
The Ephesians, the Gentiles, they were excluded and they were spiritually alone.
在以弗所的这些外邦人，他们以前就是在灵命上非常的孤单。
Before Jesus, they had no Messiah.
因为在耶稣以前，他们是没有所谓的弥赛亚。
They had no hope.
他们没有盼望。
And they had no God.
他们也没有神。
They were just stuck outside this cold block wall.
他们就是要在这个石墙的外面。
Weeping.
在那边哀哭切齿。
We used to describe this as our having our prayers bounce off the ceilings at night.
我们以前会有这个形容词，就是说这个 at night.
Yeah, where you're laying on your bed and your bed and you're praying to God, and it just seems like the prayers are just going bloop, landing to the floor.
有时候感觉在躺在床上跟神祷告的时候，然后你的祷告就这样子打到天花板，然后弹回来掉到地上那种感觉。
Their prayers are bouncing off the wall.
然后这些外邦人也是，他们呼求神的声音就是直接打到那个墙，然后就不能再进去，就又弹回来了。
But God hears our prayers.
但是神是听见我们的祷告。
I find it funny that occasionally in the Bible we read that an angel appears and his words are, God hears your prayers.
在圣经里面有些时候记载天使出现的时候讲的第一句话就是说神已经听了你的祷告。
Sometimes we feel like that.
有时候我们会有那样的感觉，是不是？
That is what Paul is telling us to remember.
保罗就是说你要记得这种感觉。
And he points out that God intervenes.
然后他就说到，就是说神是会介入我们的生活的。
Jesus shows up, and he brings us in, and he brings us together.
耶稣基督来到我们的当中，然后不只是让我们靠近神，也让我们彼此靠近。
You hear me say this often.
你常会听到我这样说。
Who he is and what he has done.
耶稣的身份和他的工作。
It's because of who he is.
是因为他的身份。
He is our peace.
他是我们的和平。
He is the Prince of Peace, the King of Peace.
他是和平之子。
This peace is not a matter of, it's not just a lack of violence kind of a peace.
我们在说的和平不是那种没有打仗天下太平那种和平。
This peace is within yourself.
是在内心的一种和平。
Peace between you and brothers and sisters.
然后在弟兄姐妹彼此当中也有这种平安。
Peace between spouses.
在夫妻关系当中也有这种平安。
And most importantly, peace with God.
最重要的就是我们跟神之间有这种好的关系。
First part of 14 says, "For He Himself is our peace."
第十四节一开始呢，就是说他是我们的和睦。
There is only one way to this peace.
只有一个方式可以达到这种和睦。
No one else could have caused this redemption and reconciliation. It had to be Jesus.
没有任何人能够使我们得救，必须是耶稣。
Because he alone is perfect God, and he alone is perfect God and perfect man.
因为只有他是完全的神，完全的人。
The rest of verse 14 and part of 15 shows what he has done.
十四节 B 跟十五节就讲到他的工作。
Who?Christ,
是谁做的这个救赎工作呢？就是基督。
Now what? What has he done?
那么他做了什么呢？
His sacrificial death overrode and did away with the commandments and regulations.
因为他为我们死，所以把律法上面这些规条都废掉了。
He single-handedly undid the law of Moses, fulfilled it.
他靠一己之力就已经完全了摩西的律法。
And this is what kept the Gentiles out.
然后摩西的律法就是把外邦人挡在外面的那些律法。
This it kept us out as well.
我们也是外邦人啊，所以以前我们也是没有指望的。
Because the demands were just too high.
因为要达到律法上的每一条实在是太困难了。
The law required the blood of bulls and goats.
这个律法上面说我们必须要献祭，就是献牛跟羊。
And God gave the blood of his son.
但是神给的却是他儿子的血。
The Jewish religious leaders, in their enmity, they were all worried about circumcision of the flesh.
那些犹太人的领袖他们在想的就是这个割礼。
And it was through the crucifixion of Christ's flesh that lets us in.
但是真正让我们到神面前的却是他儿子在十字架上面所流的血。
Let us read Isaiah 53.
让我们一起来读以赛亚书53章。
A few verses there.
我们读几节就可以。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So we're looking at who he is. For he's Christ.
刚刚讲到他的身份，他就是耶稣基督。
He's the Prince of Peace.
他是和平之子。
What he has done.
还有他的工作。
He gave his life.
他给我们生命。
And then the last part of 15 and 16, the Apostle Paul gives the why, the purpose.
然后15到16节就说他为什么，给他为什么做这样子的工作。
And you can see two purposes there.
然后这边讲了两个目的。
One is that there would be this unity between Jew and Gentile.
第一个就是为了让犹太人跟外邦人中间和好。
And this is particularly significant in Paul's time.
然后这个对保罗那个时代来讲是很重要的。
According to Paul and the Jews at that time, there were only two kinds of people.
在那个时代，他们认为只有两种人。
Either you're a Jew or you're not.
要不然你是犹太人，要不然你就不是犹太人。
And even this divide was cured, was fixed by Christ.
那耶稣呢？他来的时候，就连这个最大的分离都已经解决了。
And then the second purpose,
然后第二个目的
is that these two would be reconciled as one to God.
就是这犹太人跟外邦人合为一体之后呢，他们是都归为神。
The friction in the relationship between God and man is removed.
然后在人跟人中间还有人跟神中间的这些冲突都已经被移除了。
The distance between man and God is now closed.
现在神跟人之间的关系是亲近的了。
We could approach God in confidence.
我们可以坦然无惧来到神的面前。
We know in our minds and we feel in our hearts that he absolutely hears our prayers.
我们在理性上面知道，我们心里面也有所有这样的感悟，就是他确实听到我们的祷告。
Our tears are wiped away.
他抹干我们的眼泪。
The nearness of God can be felt.
我们可以感受到神的同在。
In Christ, there is only one kind of people.
在基督里，他看人只有一种人。
And we are the children of God.
就是我们是神的孩子。
Verse 17 shows us how he accomplished it.
第十七节说到他是如何完成这个任务。
This passage here follows the pattern of the first part of the chapter, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
这一段的形式结构跟第二章的一节到十节非常类似。
So chapter 2 is broken up into two parts.
所以第二章可以说分为两个段落。
The first part and the second part follow the same pattern, is what I'm saying.
所以第一个跟第二个的模式是非常类似的。
So chapter 2 starts and it describes the pre-Christian state of the Ephesians and us.
在第二章的一开始就讲到说，所有人还没有信主之前是什么状况。
They were dead in sin.
就是他们是在罪里面死亡。
They were disobedient.
他们是不顺从神。
And they were deserving wrath.
然后他们是必须要承受神的愤怒。
And then the second part of chapter 2.
然后第二章第二段。
We'll say 2, 1, let's see, verse, or chapter 2 verses 4 through 7 shows God's response to that.
Chapter 2. 然后第二章的第四到七节就讲到神对这样的情况怎么回应。
So this is God's response, right? You have somebody dead, disobedient, and needing wrath.
所以现在有我们是不顺从神，然后死的，而且是承受神的愤怒的。那么神怎么回应这样的人呢
？And God's response is
他的回应是就是基督
，grace，
恩典。
God shows up, he makes us alive.
神让我们从死里复活。
He raises us up.
让我们从死里复活。
And he gives us a position spiritually with Christ.
然后他让我们的属灵的景况是好像到了耶稣那里。
So we see God's, we see the situation and God's response. And then the last part of, the first part of chapter 2 shows why. And that's grace.
第二章的第三个部分就是讲到为什么神这样做，也就是因为恩典的关系。
So in our passage, we see, again, the situation.
所以第一，我们看到我们的景况。
And then what God does.
第二就是神的回应。
It's not only who Jesus is, but it's also what he has done.
不光是因为他的身份而已，还包括他的工作。
God takes the initiative.
神是主动出击。
Pre-Christians are stuck on the outside.
在没有信主之前，我们是都在外面。
And God does something about it.
但是神却自己来拆毁这个墙。
We are on the outside.
我们在外面。
And Christ does something about it.
然后基督自己来做就是我们的工作。
It says that he preaches peace.
他传的是和平的福音。
He takes the initiative.
他主动来寻找我们。
He gives us his life-giving word.
他把他的赐生命的话语赐给我们。
If you look at chapter 1, you see this, the imagery of an orphan.
如果你看到第一章的话，你会看到一个讲孤儿的这种比喻。
The imagery of adoption.
还有领养。
How many orphans do you see running around looking for a dad?
你有看到很多的孤儿在那里在大街上找爸爸吗？
It doesn't work like that.
小孩子不会说我自己要去找一个爸爸的。
The dead aren't crying out, make me alive.
那个死的人也不会自己说让我活过来吧。
The dead are dead.
死了就是死了。
It's God that does something.
是神来使他们复活。
And he preaches his life-giving word.
然后把他赐生命的话语赐给我们。
God takes the initiative.
神是主动的神。
In our adoption.
然后领养了我们。
He takes care of all the paperwork and all the regulations.
那个领养需要做的这些文件还有规条，他全部都解决了。
He's the one providing for us and taking care of us.
他为我们预备我们所需的，照顾我们一切。
Jesus Christ is the ultimate caseworker.
耶稣基督就是最好的社工。
I'd like you guys to remember not only what it was like on the outside.
我想要大家记得在门外是什么感觉。
But also the pursuit of God, why we were stuck outside.
但是还要记得，就是在当我们在外面的时候，是神先来追寻我们。
Perhaps that was through a member of the church.
可能是神呼召了哪一个基督徒来跟我们传福音。
A good hymn or worship song that got stuck in your mind.
或者是神哪天借着某一首诗歌来感动我们。
The very words of Scripture that just wouldn't leave you alone.
或者是哪一天经文里面的一句话就是一直在你的脑海中反复。
God is the initiator.
因为神是主动来找我们。
And I thank God for his pursuit of us.
然后我非常的感谢神，因为他主动来追寻我们。
Let's see why he does it.
为什么他这么做呢？
So Christ,
基督，
because of who he is and what he has done,
因为他的身份和他的工作，
Because of his relentless pursuit of us,
因为他不断地追寻我们，
we are becoming a new temple.
我们成为一个新的圣殿。
Practically speaking, this relates to our church and our relationship with other churches and other people.
这个就讲到我们教会里面弟兄姐妹彼此之间的关系的问题，也讲到我们跟其他教会弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
Some people promote a multi-ethnic church.
有些人他们觉得说教会应该要有各色的人种，各国的人。
And I think that's fine.
我觉得那是很好的。
Right? Do you guys understand the concept of multi-ethnic church?
你们了解就是国际教会是什么感觉吗？
I see it that the global church, the capital C church, is very multi-ethnic.
就是我们现在如果讲到神的国，就是全世界的教会，普世教会，那么当然就是国际教会了，因为里面有各国各样各种的人。
Pastor Ricky used to use an analogy of a brick wall.
以前潘牧师他用过一个比喻，就是一个砖墙。
He says he doesn't like to see churches that look like a brick wall, which is understandable.
他说他不喜欢看到那个教会呢，外面有一个墙是砖头盖的。
He sees a church more like a rock wall.
他觉得喜欢那种石头盖的墙。
Because everybody in there is a little bit different.
因为里面的石头每个大小都不太一样。
I kind of see it that each, if you zoom in a little bit, that each rock or each stone in that rock wall is a church, not an individual.
所以如果你看这一面石头盖成的墙，你再仔细往前面一看的时候，哎，那个石头里面又有好多不同的矿物质组成，好像说这是一整个教会。
And as you zoom in, you see the different elements within that rock.
然后你靠得越近，你就看得越仔细。其实这个石头里面也是有很多物质的。
And the different elements make the color of the rock.
然后这些不同的物质就组成了这个石头的颜色。
I picture a granite.
我想到大理石，是大理石吗？哦，花岗石，花岗岩。
Right, the stark white and black rocks.
他们就是颜色是很对照的，是白色或黑色的。
Perhaps a church in California with lots of African Americans and lots of white people.
那可能就是好像在加州的教会，有些是好多的白人跟好多的黑人都在同一个教会里面。
It's very diverse. It's got contrasting colors in there.
然后他们那个颜色是非常的呼应的。
And that's just one rock in the wall.
那这只是这一面墙里面其中一个石头。
The church in Hong Kong or Taiwan, it's going to be a lot more homogeneous.
那么如果是在香港跟台湾的教会呢，可能里面差不多都是同一种人。
Simply because there's the population density of Chinese there is higher.
那是因为人口比较多嘛，是不是？所以他们通常，比如说，通通都是台湾人，或通通都是香港人。
It would be somewhat artificial to make that church multi-ethnic.
在那边就很难有所谓的这个国际性或多种族的教会。
This, I think makes one hope so important.
所以我觉得我们当中的这个同一盼望的事工真的是很重要。对不起，对，同一盼望。
Yeah, organizations like One Hope are just kind of serve as the mortar between the rocks.
那个同一盼望这个事工就好像把这些不同的石头中间连起来的那些水泥一样。
They facilitate communication between the different churches.
它让不同的教会中间可以有沟通。
And when they have those big prayer meetings,
然后他们会办这个联合祷告会。
We attended one in May, Eloise.
我跟 Eloise 五月的时候去参加他们的联合祷告会。
There were churches from all over the community.
就是这附近尤金市到处的教会的弟兄姐妹都一起来祷告。
The Hispanic churches were there.
那个这个墨西哥人的教会。
Of course, lots of white churches.
那当然还有很多美国人的教会。
Chinese church was represented.
然后我们当中也是有。
So just a very diverse group coming together to do what?
然后就是一群很不一样的人，他们聚在一起，为什么聚在一起呢
？To worship Jesus together.
一起敬拜耶稣。
Fantastic. That is the global capital C church.
这就是所谓的这个。宇宙的教会就是全部相信耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹。
And it is absolutely multi-ethnic.
那也是多种族多文化。
And then after the meeting, that big prayer meeting, all the churches go back to their various congregations.
然后在那个联合祷告会结束之后，不同的教会就回到他们的地方去聚会，对不对
？Right, the Hispanic church goes off and ministers to the Hispanics in town.
这个墨西哥人的教会当然就是继续去做向墨西哥人传福音的工作。
I tested John this morning on accident.
我今天早上特别考 John。
His Spanish is terrible.
他都不会讲西班牙话。
Right, so what good is he going to be in a Spanish speaking church?
所以如果他去到这个墨西哥人的教会，他不会讲西班牙文，那就不行了。
The whole idea is that we're not in competition with one another.
那教会跟教会中间并不是彼此的竞争。
We're all these congregations.Are the body of Christ.
这些每一个教会都是基督的身体。
And we break up and serve people of various demographics.
然后我们在不同的人群当中也是服侍不同的种族。
We do that even here in the church.
我们在这里也是有这样的工作。
Right, we have an English group.
我们有这个讲英文的组。
We have children's ministry.
我们有儿童的事工。
We have college groups.
我们有学生的事工。
We have grace group.
有恩典组。
Sometimes we have Cantonese folks getting together on Friday nights.
那有时候这个讲广东话的弟兄姐妹也会聚在一起。
And it's absolutely wonderful.
那是非常好的。
Because we could all come together to worship Christ on Sundays.
因为我们每个礼拜天聚在一起的时候，这些不同的组都一起来敬拜耶稣。
We might look different here or there.
我们可能看起来是有点不一样。
But we're all part of the same body.
但是我们全部都是同属一个身体，就是耶稣的身体。
And I get a whole lot more out of an English Bible study than a Chinese one.
那当然，我是看英文圣经才能了解，要是读中文那就不了解了。
Perhaps some of the Americans leave this church because they don't like the food.
那也许有些美国人他们觉得来到这边不喜欢这个中国菜，所以他们不来这个教会。
Perhaps some of the Chinese leave this church.
那也许有些中国人也会离开这个教会。
And that's fine too.
那这也没有关系。
As long as they go to a strong Bible believing church.
只要他们是去另外一个教会，而那个教会也是坚信圣经的。
I've heard among the leadership here at the church.
我在这个教会的领导同工里面，常常听到大家的意见。
That we hear about someone, okay, now they're going to First Baptist.
那我们可能会讲到说，哦，某某弟兄他们现在去了这个第一浸信会。
Excellent. God bless them.
那我们就会觉得说很好啊，神祝福他们。
That's a good, strong, Bible-believing church.
因为他们是一个非常坚信圣经的教会。
They're still part of the temple.
那他们还是在这个圣殿里面的一部分。
It says that the key is Bible-believing church.
那么重点就是相信圣经的教会。
It says that the household of God built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
我们神的家是在建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
That is the word of God.
使徒跟先知的根基什么呢？就是神的话。
And Christ Jesus Himself is the cornerstone.
然后耶稣在这个神的话里面就是这个房角石。
This image of cornerstone.
啊，房角石是什么东西？我来解释一下。
We just poured a foundation for a block wall at our house.
我们家现在正在盖一个墙，一面墙，刚刚打了地基。
If you get that a little bit wonky, oh man, you're in trouble.
那个地基如果有一点摇晃的话，那是不行的。
If that wall is just say an eighth inch tilt, the footing, the foundation is tilted just an eighth of an inch, couple centimeters or a couple millimeters to the side, what happens at the top?
如果说那个地基不平，就是只有几厘米的差别。
You get the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right?
就算是地基只有几厘米，到了越盖越高的时候，就整个变斜的了，变比萨斜塔了。
So that.First cornerstone has to be perfect.
所以说一开始这个房角石必须是完美的。
What they would do is they would set one cornerstone and be absolutely meticulous with it.
所以在盖的时候，把这个房角石打下去这个地基的时候呢，必须要对这个测量是锱铢必较。
The stone itself had to be absolutely perfect.
那个石头是必须要完美的。
And they would set it, and then they would use it and run string lines or lines from it.
然后把这个房角石打进去之后呢，再用这个线拉那个准绳。
And that's where they get their lines for the building to make sure it's all straight and proper.
这样才能确定这个建筑物所有的线条都是直的。
So that's how the church is built.
所以教会就是这样建立的。
The idea that Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
耶稣基督就是这个房角石。
Built on the foundation of the apostles.
盖在这个使徒的这个根基上
made of all kinds of various different colors and congregations.
然后上面就有各个不同颜色的石头，也是好像代表不同人种或者是不同的弟兄姐妹。
And the expectation is that temple will be growing and growing.
然后呢，我们就是希望这个圣殿会越来越大，越来越大。
Guess what stops it from growing?
那什么样情况会停止成长呢
？When we start putting up walls.
就是当我们开始盖外围的墙的时候
，And there are two kinds of walls that we typically put up.
通常呢，这个教会会盖两种墙。
On the one hand, you have ethnic or gender walls.
就是这个种族或者是性别的墙。
On the other hand, you have moral walls.
或者是道德规范的墙。
I think Sarah and I being up here is a great testimony to the diversity of this church.
我觉得我们两个站在这边讲到，就是代表了我们教会是有多么的多元。
By the grace of God, you have a white guy and a Chinese lady up here.
哦，这是神的恩典，因为我们在这边是一个白人在这边讲道，可是是一个中国人在这边翻译。
That is unity in Christ.
这个就是在耶稣里的合一。
I think we're also doing well in that we have the Korean church coming.
哦、我们下个礼拜韩国教会的弟兄姐妹会来到我们当中。
This Friday, the Korean church is coming and they're going to worship with us.
这个礼拜五，下个礼拜五，韩国弟兄姐妹来，然后韩国的来的这个艺术大学的学生来这儿表演音乐跟舞蹈。
We participate in the international lunches on Wednesdays.
然后我们在学期中的时候，礼拜三都有这个国际学生午餐。
I think we're doing pretty well when it comes to the ethnic and gender those gender issues.
所以这个种族跟性别的这些问题，我想我们还是 OK 的。
And I think that we're doing pretty good too when it comes to moral walls.
那么有关于这个道德的墙呢，我觉得我们还可以。
These moral walls are when we say, Hey, you can't come in here.
那什么叫做盖道德的墙呢？就是我们以道德规范来跟别人说你不可以进来这里。
You know, you're just not dressed appropriately.
比如说你这个穿的不行。
You smell like alcohol.
或者是你是酗酒吧，你身上有酒的味道。
Perhaps, one time, when I was a student and I was going here, we had somebody who was wearing a shirt that had a Playboy bunny on it.
以前我在这边看到一个学生，他穿的那个 T 恤上面是有那个花花公子杂志的那个标 logo， 我不知道。对，那个图在上面。
My first reaction was get out of here.
那我第一个反应就是哇，你不能穿这样的衣服来教会啊。
I didn't say that, but I mean inside I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on here?
我是没有说出来，但是我心里面在那边呐喊。
The church has to be a place. It's a spiritual hospital.
教会其实是一个属灵的医院。
Sure, we promote cleanliness and holiness on the inside.
当然我们是要倡导这个里面，心灵里面要有圣洁。
And the reason being is so when someone comes in like that,
那么像这样子有问题的人进来的时候，
we could minister to them.
就是这个时候我们才向他讲基督是吗？
We're prepared for it.
就是因为这个时候我们要预备好自己，随时要跟进来到这里的人来讲福音。
There's a famous quote by Reverend Linacombe.
有一个牧师叫 Linacombe， 他讲了一句话。
He says, God never intended his church to be a refrigerator in which to preserve perishable piety.
他说，神呢并不希望教会好像一个冰箱一样，就是把道德非常好的人，就好像那个食物一样放到冰箱里面，然后希望他不要腐败。
Instead, it is to be an incubator in which to hatch converts.
而是像好像一个保温箱里面，就是会有新的生命在里面茁壮。
We become this refrigerator. We become separatists. We become the problem when we say, "Hey, you can't come in here."
如果我们说某某人不可以来教会或者不应该来教会的时候，我们就好像这个变成冰箱一样了。
But when we're welcoming to people.
但是当我们欢迎人家进来的时候，
whether they look different or act different，
或许他们看起来不一样，他们的言行举止也是不一样。
That's how we build the church of God。
但是就是因为这样，我们才能够建立神的教会。
When the worst of sinners comes in，
就是最糟糕的人，罪人当中的罪魁进来的时候，
the most prideful, arrogant, stuck-up jerk walks in。
可能他又骄傲又自私，真的是一个混球，然后他走进来这个教会。
The most lewd materialistic lady comes in.
可能身上带着很多珠宝，非常注重物质的这样子的一个人进来的时候。
They are absolutely welcomed to worship with us.
我们还是非常的欢迎他们这样的人跟我们一起来敬拜。
This is a place of spiritual wellness.
因为这里是让我们的灵性得到整全的地方。
And the motivation, what makes this possible?
那么是什么让我们可以成为这样的教会？
Is when we remember where we came from.
就是我们要记得我们以前是怎么样的。
When we remember what it was like stuck on the outside.
那我们去想想以前我们被排除在外的时候是什么感觉？
When we remember what it was like being separate from Christ.
以前跟耶稣无关的时候是什么样的感觉？
Let us pray.
我们祷告。亲爱的天父，是的主，我们感谢你的恩典，主，我们感谢你的话语，主，当我们想到你的恩典是何等的长阔高深，你是怎样爱我们，怎样救赎我们，主，我们怎么样再能够去批评别人，或者是去以律法来审判别人呢？主啊，求你把你自己的智慧加给我们，叫我们常常有这个智慧，知道怎么样在传你的福音的时候帮助别人更靠近你，帮助那原本在墙外的人进到墙里面。主啊，在这样子做的时候，我们是肯跟他一起同奔这个天路，因为我们也还在学习，也还在朝你走过去，要向你越来越靠近。主啊，在这个认识神的道路上，我们全部都是一起的，虽然有些人先走了几步，主啊，但是帮助我们真的是以你的眼光来看所有的人，而所有人的身上都带着神的形象。主，谢谢你，求你让这个教会更加能够回应你的呼召，让我们每一个弟兄姐妹真的是就像张龙说的耶稣基督是我们的房角石，而我们在使徒跟先知的根基上面建造主的家。主，谢谢你今天给我们这样子的教导，求你继续与我们同在，来听听我们对你的祷告跟赞美， 奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。
谢谢 Donald 弟兄为我们传讲神的话语。我们是上帝的子民，因耶稣基督的救恩而成的。不管你的宗族、你的性别、你来自何方，因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们是一家人。让我们用回应诗歌来